Patients come to this office in Washington, D.C., hoping to help their family and friends by sending money. Among them is Frankel Constant, who wants to get money to family members in Port-au-Prince, whose homes were destroyed by the earthquake.
They're not getting any help whatsoever. My family is still homeless, hungry.
Eduardo Edwazin lost most of his family in Haiti. He is sending money to his sister, the only one who survived.
She said she's on the street, but alive.
Allô, comme transfert?
John Busico is a Washington agent for CAM, a Miami-based business. CAM transfers money for a fee to people in Haiti. For 2 weeks after the earthquake, the company waived the fee.
I would say 95% of the people that come here, you know, lost somebody.
When the earthquake struck, he was at a relative's house in Port-au-Prince that collapsed. No one in the house was seriously hurt, but Busico and other family members were hit by cement blocks. He brought a seriously injured neighbor.
I watched three people die in my arms. Yeah, and there were so many dead people everywhere.
Busico says Haitians in the U.S. routinely send money to their families in Haiti, but now they are sending twice as much. He says they also help their families by paying CAM to put additional minutes on their cell phones. Esther Castor says family members call her from Haiti asking for help.
They keep calling my phone saying that, you know, there's nothing else they can do because there's no food, no water, so I just have to make the sacrifice and send the money to them back home.
Wendy DeLupe is concerned that prices for food on the open market in Haiti are so high that it's hard for her family to buy it. She sends her relatives as much money as she can.
It's terrible for them. They're just saying they're on the street, tired, they can't sleep, they're scared.
Raldo Louis expresses the feelings of many Haitians in the U.S.
It is sad, but they are just trying to hold up.
He says if he can't be in Haiti to help his loved ones, he hopes the money he sends will make their lives easier. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.
Thanks. I only know.